here on Daf Samachei Amid Beis, starting the Mishnah, the last Mishnah on the Amid. Borishayna hayoimrim, hayoitze bekoilor. What is hayoitze bekoilor? So Rashi says, lihoreg lamalchus. He's going out to be executed. Vo'omar kisvu get liishti. And he said, Kisvu get liishti. Now, he mentioned the Ksivus Aget, but he did not mention at all the Nesinus Aget. So the halacha is, Harei Eilu Yichtavu V'yitnu. So what does Rashi say? V'omar Kisvu Afal Pish Le'omar Tnu Yichtavu V'yitnu. So, we don't make the yukim, he's only interested in writing the get, he's not up to giving the get. I say fakert, Yizichem meant that the get should be given also. Now, the agav, pachdei, torid, v'loi porish. No, he's in a shreklecha matzav, a most difficult matzav of a pachad misa. So therefore, he did not fully elaborate what he wants to be done, but we understand he means kisvu utnu. Chozru loima, then they were moisif, not only such a matziv, which is a very bohul dike matziv, a person is very fatumulti that is going to be executed. Now, even if the matzav is not as serious as that, av hamaforish v'ayoytze b'shayorah, someone is going to maforish liyom, he's going out to the ocean, or v'ayoytze b'shayorah, he's going into a midbar. And he also said kisvu, so it's also re'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Rab Shimon Shizuri is Moisef, Oymer Af HaMesukin. Let us see what Rashi says. HaMeforish Liyom, Vayyitze B'Shayore, LeMidboris, HaMesukin Choyle. So Rashi learns that he's a Choyle, he's a Shribmara, he's not a Mishkov. So Mamela, and he says, Kisvu get Liishti, so I also understand already in the back of his mind already, he's pessimistic about what's going to happen if he'll ever get off the bed. And so again, kisvu alone means kisvu utnu. Zakti gemore, gneve yoitze bekoilo, have it. Gneve was, we learned about him a few times in Mesechtas Gittin. He was a rizike talmud chacham, he was a bar machlokes. Bekitzer Yaitse Bekoila Haba, the government executed him and he was going out like Bekoila. Kavakonofik Omar Hobu Arba Meyezuzi Lerebi Avine Mechamre de Nahar Panya. And it seems this was one of his last requests. He told that you should give 400 zuz from the wine that he possessed in Nahar Panya. And then he was executed. Now, there's a big problem over here. There was no Ma'aseh Kinyan. And then he was executed. So L'chayra, this matana is worthless. Omar Rabbi Zeire, so Rabbi Zeire told Rabbi Avine, Dore Rabbi Avine L'silte, you should pack up your knapsack, in other words, v'azol or v'lezol legabi de Rav Huna Rabbe, you should go to Rav Huna your Rebbe, and you want to be zeiche, this is the 400 zuz of wine, it's not a milsah zutrasi, so you go to the Rebbe, to Rav Huna, and according to your Rebbe, it will come out that you're koine this wine, even though there was no ma'aseh in you. The Omar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said a statement, and from this statement we can derive a multitude of halachas. The Omar Rav Huna had said, Gitoi kematanosai. that a get isha is equivalent to a matnas shivmara, a get that was given because of an understanding that he's going to die. So this get is the same halachas like a matone that was given with such an understanding. Ma matonosoi im omat choisa, just like a matone that was given, a matna shchivmera that was given with such an understanding, with such an assumption, the halach is im omat choisa, if he becomes healthy, so he's choisa from the matone, even though he didn't say anything, b'shas the matone, but the situation speaks for itself. He was given in a matzev that he was under the impression he's going to die. So imomad, if he becomes healthy again, chayzer, avgitay, that was also given in such a condition, in such a matzev, imomad chayzer. That was the memre of Rav Huna. Now, let us, before we see Rashi, let us see what the Tosfos Rit says. Let's see, Gneiva, this is the second line on Daf Samach Vov Amud Aleph of the Tosfos Rit. Gneiva Yetzer Bekoyla Ava Ki Kenofa Kamalu Hovu Dal Meizuzi Rebbe Yavina Mechamer Dena Pkoy Omar Rab Zeire Dora Rab Avina Lesalte Velezel Legabi Da Rabuna Rabbe Perish Yosem Mizeinoiso Besale. He should put his food into his basket, into his knapsack. V'yelech Eitzel Rabuna Rabbe Vuhu yekayim matanosai. And Rav Huna will make sure that he was zeichen the matanim. Af al pi shohisa bedibur ba'alma b'leikinyin. Even though this was a matone only words over here, there was no kinyin. The omar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna had said, gitoi ke matanosai. Ma matonosoi im omat choyze, avgitoi im omat choyze, perish, shchimera, shenosan get le ishtoi stam. A shchimera gave his wife a get. A shchimera means nofale mishkov, he's bedridden. He gives his wife a get without saying anything. Im hivri, if he became healthy, v'omad michol yoy choyzevoy, v'gitol bottle. Why? Da'anan sadi, d'lo yoy v'lo gita elamachmas pachad mise, we can assume that the reason the get was given was because he was afraid he might die. V'sheloyte izekuke l'yovo, kidomrinim b'matanosoy, shim omad choyzevoy, ochinami omrinan b'gitoy. So, it seems Rav Huna said two things. One thing, he said, Gite ke matonosoi, ma matonosoi, im omad choyzer, av gitoi im omad choyzer. So he's telling us there's a din, a get of a shchivmera is equivalent to a maton of a shchivmera. Now, Mustama Khan Shayla Ben, if he only wanted to tell us the din, that by a get Shchimra im Omat Chayzer, so why do you have to, the get is like a matone, just like a matone. Say, a get Shchimra im Omat Chayzer, if someone will ask you how you know it, you'll tell the Makairis, but it seems that was the halachi gitoi ke matonose. So we'll see that Chazal derived from this lotion that Rav Huna is saying a general statement. Gitoi kematanosoi. That means in more aspects than one, a get shrivmara has the same aloches of a matna shrivmara. He mentioned one chilik in aloches. But you saw this adin of gitoi kematanosoi. So memeila. So the Gemara says, if he said such a statement, so we'll derive another statement. O ma gitoi, afal gab deloy porish. Now, let's learn Now, so there's a gitoy kematono, so it seems that get shrivmera, imata shrivmera are the same. So that means if there's the same, so matna shrivmera is like get shrivmera. Is uma gitoy, af al gab, the loy porish, even though he didn't say tnu, kiven the omar kisvu, af al gab, the loy omar tnu, by a get shrivmera, if he said kisvu, even though he didn't say tnu, af matonosoi, kiven the omar tnu, af al gab de loikono mine. Now, the Gemara is deriving from this hekish another halacha. What's the halacha? Just like by a get of a shchivmera, if he said kisvu alone, we say that it means kisvu to know. So hu adin by a matna shchivmera, if he said tnu, you don't need a kinyan. So first of all, there's a big problem over here. What is Rav was deriving this from Rav Huna? And for this, we're telling Rav Avina, go to Rav Huna and you'll be zeiche in the wine. Because from Rav Huna's Hekish, we'll learn, Amat Nashchimah is Kaine. Ishaim Shamayim. Amat Nashchimah is Kaine, you don't need Rav Huna. That's a Mishnah. Amat Nashchimah is Kaine, you don't. So you give it to him. So what are we learning out from, what is Rabbi Zeira telling us that we should learn out from Rav Huna's memory? So Bemis and Taisus says the Kasha, but Achsachmer, it's a little clearer in the Taisus Rit. So let us just see now the Lashon of the Taisus Rit. Uma gitoy, let's go a little further. So he said we compare gitoy kematonosoy imomat choyse. Uma gitoy. Af al gab deloy porish, even though he didn't say explicitly tenu. Kimidoma kiswa af al gab deloy omatenu. Af matonosoy, kimidoma tenu af al gab deloy konomine. So that's also good. Peirish. Now, he starts explaining. Matzino b'shchivmera shekol dvorov kichsuvim uchem esurim domi. That's a klal dibrei shchivmera kichsuvim esurim domi. Avol b'yoytzei b'koilo, but a person is going out to get executed, loy matzino gabi matone. There we don't find any halachas that is that. Does this also fall into the category of divrei shchivma kechsum masurim domi? A shchivmera is bedridden. He's sick. He thinks he's going to die also. But it was a takone by a shchivmera. A person is going to get executed. Was this takone said by him also? Yes or no? That's a good shaila. So the Taisus Rit says we don't find this any place. We don't find that a yoytze bekoiler has the same aloche of a shchivmera. Gabi these aloches. Rak, the metzina gabi matone. Rak gabi gitoy tnan, but in our Mishnah we learned by get, the sagile ba'ima ksubu. But from our Mishnah we see that the Mishnah compared a yoytze Lekoilol to a shchivmera. That's what we have in our Mishnah. Umehekeshe de Rav Huna. So by get already, the Mishnah tells us a yoytze lekoilol has the same halacha of a shchivmera. And Memela, he said kisu afabi didn't say to no. Umehekeshe de Rav Huna. Now we have a hekesh from Rav Huna gitoy kematonosoy. That
that gite kematanosai, that a get shrimmerah is like a matneshrimmerah, a matneshrimmerah is like a get shrimmerah. That was the memra of Rav Huna. Mekeshe de Rav Huna de makishlu yalfinen. The chol midi, the beget kosher, mekisvu bilchut, b'matone nami kosher betnulachut. So we're learning out that all the cases, Yaitzi, Lekoila, that are just like over there, Yaitzi Lekoila has the same din of Shchivmera, that Kisvu is sufficient. So in Hilchis Matna Shchivmera, so Yaitzi Lekoila will also have the same halacha like a Matna Shchivmera. And if he said Tnu, you'll be kind. That was what Rabbi Zeira wanted to derive from the Hekish of Rav Huna. Af al gab, the loikonomina, even though there was no Maisa Kinyan, he'll be kind. Frek the Toysus Rid, af al gab, the Kaimelo Matna Shchimera, b'mitzes boy Kinyan. The din is by Shchimera Gufe. If a Shrimara gives away part of his money, then we don't say Divrei Shrimar Kersuv Mersur Medomi. The whole din of Divrei Shrimar Kersuv Mersur Medomi is pshat is that when a Shrimara feels that he's on his deathbed or he's going to die, so we made a takone that it should be shloi titrof daitoi, we made a takone that Divrei Shrimar Kersuv Mersur Medomi. But what if he only gives a little bit away? So then we see, so what's with the rest? He won't take it with him in the cave. He doesn't speak about the rest. Give this to this. He doesn't speak about the rest to Yoshimot. He doesn't speak about the rest at all. So it would seem, if he's only speaking about a mitzas minachoso, so it would seem he's under the impression that the rest he needs. This he wants to give away. So then there's not in a divrei shrimmera anymore. A divrei shrimmera b'mitzas, a shrimmera b'mitzas, he says, there's no din of divrei shrimmera kersum musurim domi. You have to make a nice kinyan. Because by just giving away a little, not even mentioning, well, the rest, my children will yarshin. You just talk about these for 100 and it seems the rest, you're not even worried. You're giving away 400. So, zok the taisvus rid. Vavagav the kamo mashrim b'mitzvus boy kinyin. I have kimitzave machmas misa. But if a shchimera said, he's a shchimera and he says, you know, I feel I'm going to die and I want to give this X amount for this and this person. So then the din is you don't need a kinyin. I see Klori is giving it machmas misa. Why didn't? That means, like this, if he's not mitzava machmas misa, so I'm led to believe that the halt kolnish vegen starben. If he gives like all the money, I see that he also is going to die. What's going to be with him? So he doesn't need any more in the kever. We just have a person who's lying in bed. I don't know what his matzav is. So stamazai giving a chelik of his nechosim doesn't give me at all a message. He thinks that he's going to die. So there's not enough divrei shrimmera. But if he says klo mitzava machmas mis, he tells us klo what he feels. He feels levi yedei moros nafshi. He feels he's going to die and he wants to give X amount of money to this and this person. So memeila, that's a vayta didav divrei shrimmera. So memeila, so Rabbi Zeira said, and so just like in Hilchis Geirishin, the Tane was Medama Ayoitze Lekoilo, who theoretically is healthy, he's a bori, but since he's going to be executed, so the Tane compared him in Hilchis Geirishin to a Shchivmera, and Rav Huna said, he made a hekesh gitoi kematanosoi. So in all, it seems in all halachis is gitoi kemato nosoi. So if by matna shchivmera there's a halacha of the reshim kesuvim surim domi, So memele ayitze lekayro, there also is a din of kechsuvim uchemesurim dami. And fakert, here I say it's kimetzav machmas mise. That therefore you don't need a kinyan. That was the chiddush of Rav Zeir, the hekesh of Rav Huna. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Maske flor Rab Abbe. Now Rab Abbe asked on this hekish what Rab Zeire is coming to tell us. Shenil medo medivrei rafune. Maske flor Rab Abbe. Ima matone yeshna la'acha mise. Afket yeshna la'acha mise. Well, if you're making a hekish, so just like matana helps lacha misa, the reshchima helps lacha misa, so hu adin get should also help lacha misa. Let's just set the kasha. Everything needs an explanation. We just will go a little further. So the Gemara says, "Achi hashte a comparison bishleim a matana isa lacha misa." Ela get lacha misa meike, can't ever get lacha misa. So you have to understand what is the shakla batalya of the Gemara. What did Rab Abbe ask? And what the Gemara said? Well, you can't compare. So the Chazaynish, I just like to say over the lashon of the Chazaynish, how he explained pshat na Gemara. Chazaynish says as follows. The Gemara Yalef, the Gemara had learned out, Chi hechi di yaitzi bekoila chashvina lai kimesukin, shein tzorech loimatnu. The first limit, Rab Zeir's limit was, that just like a yaitzi bekoila is has a din of a mesukin, that he doesn't have to say tnu. Ochiname dine kishchiv mera. So he also says a din of shchiv mera. Kimetzava machmas misa benoisa miktosoi. Vaha porich, and that the Gemara asked, da al kochoch loidomi leget. That means he said this a hekish. So just like in Hilchis Geirishin, yoitze bekoilo is his, like a shchiv mera, so hu adin in hilchis matna shchivmera yaitze bekoilo is like a shchivmera. So the Gemara asks, da'al kolchoch leidomi get lamatone. Get is different than matone. Sherei beget leitiknu chachomim lekayim dvorov la'achemise. K'moy shetiknu b'matna shchivre u'metzave machmas mise. V'im kein lekele melef matone miget. That means, bishloime, if you have common in yonim between by get and by matone, like Rav Huna said, ma matone mo matchoiza gitoi ke matonos, ma matone mo matchoiza av getim o matchoiza. The Zadin of an Ansadi was given under a certain assumption, and if he became gesund, it was a gift. So these two in yonim apply by both, by matone, it can apply by get. So memele, gite ke matonosi. That's davke if you have similar in yonim by both, which can apply by both. So memele, so then I say they're similar, the halachas are the same. But here he asked Akasha, you're comparing matnash shchivmera to get in the whole concept of matnash shchivmera, which is la'achemisa, is not applicable by get. There's no inyan of a get la'achemisa. So so matnash shchivmera is something miyuchad b'minoy. This is a new thing, which never is applicable by get. So how can, well, they have the same halachas. They have the same halachas. I mean, you're comparing apples to pears. That means you're comparing that just like Yaitse Bekailo, he doesn't have to say Tnu. So by Matna Shchivmera, he don't need a Maise Kinyin. So that was his kasha. His kasha was, you can't compare these two in Yonim if the halacha that you want to derive by Matone is not at all existent by Get. That was the kasha. Then Cain lekel meilef matone miget. That was the kasha. Umishani, and the Gemara answers no. The vaday le'in yelacham mise. That's true. That means the inyan that there's a matone lacham mise and there's no get lacham mise. Loi tik no chachamim ela b'momoin the hefke besn avloi beget. So the Gemara answers, that's true, but we can't, we're not medama these two halachas, but I'm just deriving one thing. I'm deriving that just like we see in our Mishnah, Yotzei Bekoilo, is has a pachad misa on him, and that is why he's not responsible for saying the complete nusach. So I see a yoytze bekoiler in his frame of mind is similar to a mana shimra. So it's similar to a shimra. So memela, so I could say, zichet is a new din of matna shimra, which is not at all applicable by get. But I could say that Ayotze Bekoilo, since he has the characteristics, the frame of mind of a Shchimera, so Memele, the halacha that was said by Shchimera applies by him also. That's how the Chazanish learns Pshat in the Shakla V'tayi of the Gemara. That the Losi Nachmu, the Losi Maskil, the Rabbi, Ma Matone Yeshne Lachemisa, Get Yeshne Lachemisa. Not that he meant to ask it should be like that. He understood it can't be like that because here's a Takonis Chachomim, and by Get you can make a Get Lachemisa. So Memele, so the Chazanish says, but Pshat the Kasha was, but since you want to learn out Hilchis Matna Shchimera from Get, when by Get the whole concept of the union of Matna Shchimera is not applicable. And on that the Gemara says, that's no kasha, hochi hashte. Bishloime matone isa lachemise. That means in the end result that here it is, that is a takon of matna shchimera, tzavkebes and hafkebishloime matone isa lachemise. Aleget lachemise miike. That's no problem why there's no similarity. But we just want to learn out that from Get, that the frame of mind of a Yotzei Bekoilo is equivalent to the frame of mind of a Shchivmera. So therefore, all we need to know by Matna Shchivmera is if the same frame of mind. And this I can learn out from the Hekesh of Ravuna. That is how the Chazanish is Pshat the Gemara, which talks to me as the best pshat I was able to see, to understand. Now let us see what Rashi says. Gitoy de shchivmera kematanosoi mino yofina nanan will learn fakert nami de ma gitoy af al gav de loy porish nu noisnim kedes nabe mas nisen. B'yaitze b'kailo, b'kailo b'mesukin. Af matanosoi. Imo matu, af agav shloi konu mimenu. So it's also nice then. So the Gemara asked, la'acha mise mi'ike? La'acha shemeis mi megarsha? How can he give a get after he dies? V'bishas mise huskiko li'yovam? La milsa heiche nedaminu. Now, this Rashi either is saying a mouthful, or it's not too clear. Now, the Marsha, the our Gemara says as follows. Our Gemara says that you can't compare a get to matone. Matone isa la'achamise, and get is not la'achamise. Now, let me just share with you a ha'or of Rabbi Kivege, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Rabbi Kivege says he doesn't understand the Lashna Gemara. The Gemara says, well, matone isa la'achamise, get is not la'achamise. He says he doesn't understand it. Just like there's a klal and get lachemise, you can't give a matone lachemise. There's no such thing, matone lachemise. No, they made a takona, al tefke bezen hefke, that there's a din amat neshchimera. So not matone is isa lachemise, say matone they made a takone. And by get, they can't make a takone. Not matone isa lachemise, get less lachemise. Both are lesser. No, here we can make a takone, here we can make a takone. And if that is not the right thing to say, because by get we could also make a takone, we say, afkina rabon l'gdushaminei, chazal heva neitze. So then he doesn't understand. So what's the difference between matone and get? Bekitza, Rabbi Kivege asked on the Loshon HaGemara, the Gemara like said, well, in this din, Fashbeitzach, you can't compare. And the way the Gemara explained it, it's very unclear. We said over from the Chazon Ish, like he avoids the Loshon of the Gemara. What means? Here, past Efke Bezen Hefke, here, by Takoni, he can't make. The Loshon HaGemara is a pis. I mean, the Gemara didn't touch on this. I mean, the Gemara, Maton is Achamise, because Hefke Bezen Hefke. Get is less Achamise, because you can't, there's no din Hefke Bezen Hefke. So finish. That's what the Gemara means to be saying. Give that a few words. Now, Rashi seems, and there's a Masha on this Rashi, Rashi seems that Rashi understood the Gemara kipshutai. Matone isa la'achamise, and get lesa la'achamise. Rashi is explaining why. So Rashi says as follows. Get is lacha la'achamise. So Rashi says, la'achamise me'ike. So Rashi says a megillah over here. La'acher shemeis, mi megarsha. Who's gonna give her a get? Ubishas misa, who's kiko liyavam? La milsa eiche nidaminu. So, the pashtis loshen of Rashi is, the pashtis Rashi is saying, lachere ubishas misa is like, dibishas misa. Rashi means to say like this. When a person dies, so the Zikil Yavam makes the Yavam the husband. So he's the husband. Now, if he's the husband, how can I give a get? I'll give a get lachamisa. And Shuldik Yoi's husband is a new husband over here. That is why you can't give a get lachamisa. Rashi's giving a reason why you can't give a get. Lachashemais, mi megashi, can he give a get after misa? Ubishas misa, huske kol Yavam. It seems like this is the reason. So therefore, I get lachamisa. But, by matone, no problem. So the achoinim ask on the, this is how the Masho seems to learn Pshat and Rashi. So the achoinim ask by matone, you have the same problem. As soon as he dies, it belongs to the Yoshim. So if he belongs to the Yoshim, so also, how could he give a matone? I mean, Rashi seems to be differentiating between a get and matone. By a get is a yavam. She's zokek liyavam. So how could he give a get? So by how could he give a matone? Belongs to the Yoshim. With the misa, belongs to the Yoshim. This is a problem. I thought perhaps we could say, the Gemara says in
מישמייס, תפקוף ממתס, מת נשכיב מרק ירושה שביו רבונו. נתקונה of מת נשכיב מרק was not pshat is that they said that whoever gets the matone, it's ki'ilu, he's a yoyrish. It's not pshat is that he's giving lach amise. He becomes a, the gather of matna shchimra was, the gather of the takonis chachamim was, not that we are being oiker yerusha. We are saying that the takonu was that these are the, he's different yoshim, there's blood relatives and there's other relatives. Ki yerusha shabyu rabbonim. So, could be Rashi is saying as follows, that means, by matna shchiv mera, we can live peacefully with the yoshim. That means it's not a stira. It's how can you make a takona someone else's koina? You can't get, it's not yours anymore to be koina. No, it's matna shchiv mera ki yerusha shavu rabbono. So the maisa, so there's no kasha how it can belong to someone else. By get, you're not married to her anymore. She's zokuk to the yavam. So what will we say over here? That is why that means here we can't satisfy the situation. Mashen keba matona, we could satisfy. Perhaps this is pshat, this is what the Marsha says, this is pshat and Rashi, but he doesn't elaborate why matona is good. The Marsha just says, Rashi is saying the difference, Marsha says as follows, Nirid v'zei yishya shema shemak shema mishani loy tveim mashik shaloy the mai en get lachem isa kibin de matone isa v'kama da ene daima the get lachem isa loy shayach kibin de miyad shemeis teikav huske kol yobom v'imokim le get lichtoy v'lit noy lachem isa ava matone teikav miyad shemeis chay le shapich v'milsed loy shayach v'get vali din le damis le matone. So Kaponim, the Masha says somehow that by the chasorin of ein get lachem misa does not apply by matan. Shaila is what he means. The chasorin says he doesn't understand the Masha. The Losh of Rashi is at this lavdaf, Kedant Rashi is giving a reason why ein get lachem misa. Ein get lachem misa because he's dead, he can't be megarish anymore. That's why ein get lachem misa. He doesn't make it. Rashi just says he's zakuk leyavo. But al kaponim, this is so far. So the Gemara says further. Now Rabbi Abba seems to have a kash over here. El Rabbi Abba ochi kash alay. He had a different kash in Rabbi Zeira. Mat neshkim Rabbi mitzasei. These 400 tzuzas matnashchim abemitzas, matnashchim abemitzas boi kinyin. So the Gemara says, so how could you make such a hekish? So the Gemara says, mechal da ravuna sova lei boi kinyin, vakam le boi kinyin. So what's that kibshat? Nashani hoche de mitzava machmas misa hu. This is equivalent to mitzava machmas misa. Because I say he's giving it, I know Klo is giving it because he's going to die. So the man the Gemara says, "Machlal the Rabba b'sava mitzava machmas misa boikinyin, v'kaimelon loy boikinyin." So what is he asking? This is equivalent to mitzava machmas misa. So mitzava machmas misa, even though it's a matona b'miktzas, it's loy boikinyin. So what is Rabba asking? Ela Rabba hochi kokashele. Rabba had a different kasha altogether, not on the hekish. He had a kasha as follows. Chamro loikoma. Now, he said over here, Gneva said a very unclear lotion. Havu arba meya zuzi l'rabavine mechamre. You should give 400 zuz from the wine. Now, so how do you do this? So this was Rabba's kasha. Chamro loikom. If he said, give wine that's worth 400 zuz. That's good. That's understandable. The mei chamro loikom. If he would say, you should sell the wine, and from the money that you got from the sale, give him 400 sous. It's also good. The mechamra from the money that was received from selling the wine, that he also didn't say. Mechamra kama. So he should give 400 zuz from wine. Now how do you do that? This is a very unclear lotion. You gave 400 zuz from wine. Ve'idach. So Rav Zeir held mechamra k'deliyapes eskoichai. Sholchem itam. Mechamra k'deliyapes eskoichai. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. Hello, Rababa, love how he asked if a lot of cash lay at Rabzeerdo, Makone, Rabavine, Lohomaton, Vigneve, the mitzvah, Sheshiel Atzma, he left over himself, Shenos and Kolnachos, so a boy Kenyan, Lohi Kaimel Babasa, Peg Mishemais, the Kivin, Sheshiel Legarme, since he left over for himself, Midi, Eineke Mitzava Machmas Mise, so I see Klor is not giving it away because he holds he's going to die. He's leaving over for himself, so it seems he doesn't, he's not giving away because of his imminent death. And he knew Shayetz Bekaila in Echaiza. He knew a Yetz Bekaila that will never come back. So that's called Mitzvah Machmas Misa. Hochi Koshele Hechi Nikne. The Kasha that Rababa asked, how could he be Koine, was a different Kasha. Chamro lo yoma, hovole chamro ba'arba mei zuzi. The mei chamre lo yoma, hovole arba mei zuzi. Mit mei chamre. Even 400 sous from the money that was received from the Mechiras Hayayin, the name of Lizvune Chamro Umesevle, that means you should sell the wine and give him from that money. He didn't say that either. Mechamro Koma, Zuzi Mechamro Koma, you should give him money from the wine. Tenesvele, Bechi Oisin Mois Miayin, since when do you make, that's, how can you make money out of wine? So the Gemara answers, Kedei liyapes koichai, comma. Liyapes is koichai. Kach loy pirish loy zu veloy zu. He did not say, give chamra of arba mei zuz. He did not say, give the mei chamra. No, he said, mei chamra. Kedei liyapes is koichai. She yehei loy Kol Hayayin Shaloi, he said, all my wine. I had wine that's worth 200,000 zuz. And I said, Mei Chamra, from this wine of 200,000 zuz, he has to get 400 zuz. What does that mean? Sheye kol loy kol hayayin shaloi, achraye should be achroi, that he should get the 400 zuz. Shim Omar. Tenu leyayin, if you would have said, give him wine of 400 zuz, so the din would be im hichmitz min hayayin meyachav yiz. What if the wine would have become sour? So now he said, give him wine of 400 zuz. And now, nothing, that we have the wine, and a chelik of the wine became sour. That means, well, you have a chelik in this wine. Now, the shayla is, now a chelik of this wine became sour. Now, who says if it's your chelik or our chelik? Now, all of our, you want, we should give you our chelik, and you'll say that the chelik became sour, that our chelik became sour, and the good chelik is yours. Anshuldik. Amaitz mechaveri olavaray. It's yodach ala tachtoines. If you would have said, tenu lechamra arba mei zuzi, so, gneva knew if it will become sour, he's going to lose. He won't get anything. The Omar de Mechamre, if he would have said de Mechamre, give him the money that was acquired
from the Mechiras Hayayim, Umochay Mimenu Ktsas V'Ovdu Hamois,
and the money got lost,
Oimrim Loi Ovdu Meisecha,
so they'll say, well, you have a chelik of the money that is acquired from the Mechiras Hayayim, and not that money got lost, so that's your money. Hameitzir Elavarayim.
Hilkach Omar Meichamro,
that means that he has to be assured
the whole wine that is in existence, the 200,000 zuz, wine that's worth 200,000 zuz,
from this 200,000 zuz, we have to make sure that he'll get his 400 zuz.
Hilkach Omar Meichamro, the mashme yayin v'domov,
it means from this chamro, he should be secured to get his 400 zuz. It doesn't matter. He can get it by selling it. He can get it by giving him the wine. But that was the purpose of saying mechamro, to be megale that the whole wine that he possesses is achroi. They shouldn't lose out if there's neschametz hayayin or nevet hadomim. He still has a right to be teveya from the rest of the wine. That is why he said mechamra.